Chapter 3, The First Thing She Can't Do Without, Affection. When Jane fell in love with Richard, she knew she had found her prince. At 6 feet 3 inches, Richard's 195 pounds were as lean and muscular at age 23 as they had been when Jane admired him on the basketball court in high school. Ruggedly handsome, Richard was the strong, silent type, which only made him more intriguing to Jane. Dates with Richard felt exciting, and when he held her in his arms, the passion level went right off the scale. "We've got the right chemistry," Jane assured herself. However, after just a few months of marriage, the passion began to pall. Jane started noticing something a bit odd. Whenever she cuddled up for a hug or a little kiss, Richard became sexually aroused almost immediately. Almost without exception, physical contact led straight to the bedroom. Jane also learned that Richard's strong, silent courting style had covered his tendencies for extreme moodiness and keeping almost everything to himself. Before they married, Richard had told Jane that his mother had died when he was just 10, and his father and two older brothers raised him. She hadn't thought too much of it. "That's probably why he's so rugged and manly," she told herself. Jane didn't realize that Richard had grown up in a home where displays of affection were not frequent before his mother died, and afterward they became almost non-existent. He literally didn't know how to give affection because he received so little himself. For Richard, affection in marriage was synonymous with sex, something that left Jane feeling disillusioned and used. As their marriage approached their first anniversary, Richard's account in Jane's love bank barely held its own. At work, Jane was transferred to a new department, and there she met Bob, a warm and affable fellow who loved everyone. Bob had a habit of draping his arm over the shoulder of whomever he walked with, male and female alike. No one took offense. He was just a friendly man who liked everybody. Jane noticed that she started to look forward to Bob's occasional hugs. They always made her feel good, warm and comfortable, and cared for. One day they met in the hall. "Hi, Jane, how you doing?" Bob greeted her as he gave her a little hug. "You know, Bob," she said, "I've meant to tell you for a long time how much I appreciate your hugs. It's nice to meet a man who likes to do that." "Well then, come here," he laughed and gave her another hug and a little kiss on the cheek. Jane tried to act calm, but that little peck started her heart pounding. It continued pounding in the following weeks as she started receiving little notes from Bob. They were always tasteful and sweet. One said, "Good morning. Hope you have a great day. You're a fine person and you deserve the best. Your friend, Bob." Jane began to reciprocate with notes of her own. Before long, she began to look forward to the arrival of Bob's latest note as the high point of her day. Sometimes he would bring her a little bouquet of flowers. That made her feel like a true princess. They lunched together several times, and Bob's account in Jane's love bank climbed steadily. Jane found herself craving every expression of the gentle affection she received from Bob, the hugs, the smiles, the notes. Finally, she wrote a note to him. "I can't help it. I think I'm falling in love with you." Bob didn't respond in kind, but he continued to show Jane kindness and affection. The weeks went by, and one day they found themselves alone together in a secluded spot they had chosen for a hurried lunch hour picnic. As they packed up to leave, Jane's hand touched Bob's, and she gave it a squeeze. Bob responded with an especially affectionate hug, and what followed came so naturally and beautifully, Jane couldn't believe it. Making love with Bob was the most exciting experience of her life because she knew he cared so much for her. In the following weeks, they slipped off together as often as possible for passionate lovemaking. Having sex with Bob was wonderful because Jane could release all her emotions and become thoroughly involved. Bob's genuine affection made her feel loved and cared for as a person. What had happened? Did Jane's wedding vows mean nothing to her? Was she just waiting for her chance to two-time her husband? Hardly. Jane simply felt so starved for affection that she was literally hugged into having an affair.